let's take a look at the tap place this time, just it out. You do see in the veil and place here's a tassel. The time out, the mash me the cotton, we do a shame like oil and machine dining oil. Can't take a bit of mother, first Thursday, latest, been golden panel, first panel, last lady. So, we're learning Pshat and Puzzle. The Torah says, Ish, we have a drosha. Ish at the Turk Lachsor of Mesh the Golem. The cotton, you know, to be Chayzer of Mesh the Golem. The Torah says it's based on an assumption. That cotton ain't a moment, and we're reading that into the pasuk. Fractais is my kusha. Hamino kamendish b'shmeitzin. There is a shaynim for your melidim b'shmeina shanim. Morris is later on in base also here. That the there is a shaynim they were able to be melid at a very early age. They were able to be melid. Morris is from 8 years old. As rise from sukkim that Doris Hashanim were Moilid already when they were eight. Where's the Shiloh? Yalfinim with Doris Hashanim, Lo Yalfinim with Doris Hashanim. Hashami holds Yalfinim with Doris Hashanim. We learn out from there that Ben Shemayin is Roy Labia. And they still say, no, Lo Yalfinim with Doris Hashanim. Doris Hashanim, the Roy Labia by Ben Shemayin. And Doris Hashanim already told me Ben Tesh is Roy Labia, like we saw in Adam. But upon him, in Doris Hashanim, they were Moilid when they were eight. So how do you read the Pasuk? The Pasuk is talking to Doris Hashanim. He's also to Doris Hashanim. And the pasuk says that if he's not a ish, if he's a cotton, he's lessened by mitzvah. You don't have to look for goyim. Why? And the Doris are showing him, even if he wasn't a ish, even if he was 8 years old, he could have goyim. So taste the answer. Yishleim medafal pi shiv Doris achayim nosnu chacham simin lavos iris the kanabasis ben shana via mechut the cotton ben yigimul shana via mechut. Even though by Doris achayim Chazal said that the shiur gadlus you have to bring shleis iris after yigimul shana, and if you put iris before yigimul shana, we say it's a shuma ve'alma and it doesn't count as gadlus. That's why we have this assumption that a boy is less than 13, a girl is less than 12, can't be a gadol, because even if they bought Shtei Sairis, it doesn't count. You have to have Shtei Sairis that came after you Gimel Shonim. But in Doris HaRishon, Doris HaRishon, that's the mitzvahs of Doris HaRishon, because Doris HaRishon, the same way they're not Meulad less than Gimel Shonim, so they can't bring Shtei Sairis, real Sairis. Sairis, they represent puberty, less than Gimel Shonim. But if Doris HaRishon were Meulad less than Shmaina, so Doris Hashanim could be maybe Shtaris less than Shmoyin as well. They had their bar mitzvah when they were eight years old. Doris Hashanim should be Marim Lahavi Shtaris. So his man Godless Mekaydim Harbe. Yeah. Okay. Stands to reason. They could be Merlid when they were Ben Shmoyin. So Mestama they could have Shtei Shtaris when they were Ben Shmoyin. And Taish says there's a kashiv. The Gemara's final raya that Doris Hashanim were molded by Ben Shmoyna is from Bezalel, because it says that Bezalel was Ben Uri Ben Chur. That's the pasuk that says by Bezalel. And then there's another pasuk that says that Chur was the son of Kalev. Bezalel was a great grandson of Kalev. Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur ben Kalev. Kalev, Bezalel, when he made the Mishkan, by the Akamas and Mishkan, had to have been, at least, says the Gemara, has to have been no younger than 13. Because, in other words, how could Bezalel had to be, he might have been older, but at the very least he was 13 years old. Because it says, Ish Ish Melechtoi. So to be involved in Melechtoi Mishkan, you have to be an Ish. Bezalel was in charge of Melechus Mishkan, so he must have had his bar mitzvah already. So he was, at the very least, he was 13 years old. So that means that by Shiluch Meragim, which was a year later, then Bezalel would have been 14 years old. Kolev was how old by the Chetam Meragim? He was 40. It's a Ferish Apostle. In Yeshua, the Kolev was 40 by the Chetam Meragim. That means that Bezalel was 40 minus 13, 20. Help me, somebody. 27. 40 minus 14. Rather, 26. 26. So that means Bezalel was 26 years older than his great grandson. 26 years older than his great grandson. That doesn't even happen in Williamsburg. So how could that be? So the Gemara says it can only be. So it says in the Gemara, first of all, you have to have for the pregnancies themselves, three pregnancies. you know, Chur, Uri, Tzal, you would have to have 2 years just for the three pregnancies alone. So that leaves you 24 years. So 24 divided by 3 is 8. That means that Betzal, when he impregnated his wife, had to have been 8. And then Chur likewise had to have been 8. And Uri had to have been 8. And that's how it could work out. That's the only way it could work out. That Betzal was 26 years older than... That Kolev was 26 years older than Betzal. That's the Gemara. Tosfos, the whole Gemara is based on the assumption that Betzal by the Hakamas HaMishkan was 13, because it says Ish. And now it turns out that Derech HaShanim, they had their Bar Mitzvah when they were younger. They could have their Bar Mitzvah when they were 8 years old. So maybe Betzal had his Bar Mitzvah when he was 8 years old. In which case, Kolev would have been older than Betzal by not 26 years. We can add another 9, 10, 11, 12. We can add another 5 years. So instead of being 26 years older than Betzal, he could have been 31 years older than Betzal. 31 years older than Betzal. Well, that's already a little bit more. 31 years older than Betzal, for the three pregnancies, you have to take away 2 years. That's 29 years. 29 divided by 3. That's already 9 and change. Right? 29 divided by 3 is 9 and change. So where's the riot that Darius and Shani were mothers when they were 8? Maybe Darius and Shani were mothers when they were 9? 9 and change.
Isn't that circular? Because then wouldn't Kali have been 9 years old to be Bar Mitzvah, not 8 years old?
Right, so okay. So that was if Betzal could have been 8 by the Hakamas HaMishkan. Betzal could have been 8 by the Hakamas HaMishkan. So bottom line is that means he would have been 9 by the Shuluch Meraglim. Kali was certainly 40 by Shuluch Meraglim. That's explicit from Basel. So Kali would have been how many years? Would have been 31 years older than 31 years older than Betzal. So if he's 31 years older than Betzal, then maybe Darius HaShanim. You know, you're right. It's circular intensity. If you want to say that they had Bar Mitzvah by 9, then Kolev couldn't have been 8. I mean, Betzal couldn't have been 9 by Kolev's Mishkan. We had to have been, but we could have. Okay, well, we could do like this. Let's say you're making a good point. If Betzal, if you want to put Betzal down all the way down to 8 by his Bar Mitzvah, then you've already assumed that Darius HaShanim were mother when they were 8. They're saying, what's the right they were mother when they were 8? No, but they still has a point. Maybe Betzal was 9. Maybe Darius HaShanim were mother not when they were 8. Maybe Darius HaShanim were mother than when they were 9. And Betzal had his Bar Mitzvah when he was 9. So therefore, by the Hakamas HaMishkan, Betzal was 9. So then by Shiluch Meraglim, Betzal would have been 10. So how many years older is Kolev than Betzal? 30 years older. Minus 2 for the three Burim is 28. 28 divided by 3 is still 9 and change. So that could still work. That maybe Darius and Shani were mother when they were 9, not when they were 8. That place is Kashi. So what's the riot that they were 8? Maybe Darius and Shani were mother when they were 9.
You could also have it as 8, and then just one person was older when he was 8, and everybody else was older when they were older.
Yeah, that would also work. But we want to know the maximum. We want to know the So then we've already proved that Darius and Shani were Merlid by 8. Tosfos asking, what's the right that they were Merlid by 8? Maybe Darius and Shani were only Merlid when they were 9? What's the Gemara's right that Darius and Shani were Merlid when they were 8? Maybe Darius and Shani were Merlid when they were 9, and all the numbers will fit. Betzal was 9 by Lachlamas HaMishkan, 10 by Shiluch Meraglim, 30 years younger than Kolev, and that would work out. You can do the math yourself, but that would work out. So where's the Gemara's Echokha that Darius and Shani were Merlid when they were 8? So Tosfos answers, Hosam Reitzel Echiech al Darius Hashanim, the Afilu ki Azlis Bosa Darius the Hashto, officially Titzel Echiech, Shenech Shovim Gleilim Bepochis, and came by Korchach by Tlaes Hashanim Havi. Tosfos answers, Kiel, the Gemara is only saying, Hamech. I'm going to prove to you that Darius Hashanim were different. Because if you're going to say Darius Hashanim were not different, then Betzal would have to be 13 by the Kamas HaMishkan. And then everybody had to have given birth when they were 8. So you've already proved, I'm going to prove to you that Darius HaShanim were different. Because even if you'll say they were not different, you're going to run into a problem. Because if you want to claim that Darius HaShanim were not different, you're going to have to say Betzal was 13, and then you're only going to have 24 years for the three 24 divided by 3. Everybody's going to have to turn out that they were 8 years old when they gave birth. No, so you see, Darius HaShanim were different. No, it's the Chayyot Tais is saying, we're not really being mechiel for number 8. It could very well be the number who's 9. We're just being mechiel for Darius HaShanim were different. Because if you don't say that Darius HaShanim were different, then you're gonna come crashing. because then Bitzal had to be 13, and then it's for sure not going to work. So it had to be Doris Hashanah were different, but how much different? That for that this takanah d'Hechacha. That's the Tosis. The Rashi has a kasha, and Pshat is a very difficult kasha. The Rashi asks, if you look at the Gemara Amud Beis, that the Doris Hashanah were different, the Gemara was already Mechiach. The Gemara has another Hechacha from Basheva and Achitofel. Basheva was the granddaughter of Achitofel, because it says that Basheva was. That was the Gemara's first attempt at Eichocha. Basheva was the daughter of Eliam, and Eliam was the son of Achitofel. So Basheva was the grandeur of Achitofel, and Achitofel. When we get to the Gemara, we'll do the Gemara, I'm not sure we'll do the Gemara inside or not, but the Gemara wanted to have Eichocha from Basheva. She was the granddaughter of Achitofel, and Achitofel died, I think, when he was 33. So a similar Eichocha. So the Gemara over there says, I only have a Hechocha that they gave birth when they were 9, but what's the right that they gave birth when they were 8? That's the Gemara. Gemara says not Mukhuch. Maybe first Gemara thinks it only works out if they gave birth when they were 8. Gemara says not Mukhuch, because the Basheva, the Chesed was built on the fact that Achitofel would have been the great grandfather of Shlomo HaMelech. Because if his granddaughter was Basheva, then his great grandson was Shlomo HaMelech. And that comes out to Hechocha that they were 8 years old. Gemara says, what's the raya? Maybe the girls gave birth at 6 and the men gave birth at 9, and then it would still work out. So there's no raya that they gave birth at 8. That's the Shtikl Gemara. Akapanim, the Gemara is already long past having proved that Doris Hashanah were different. That's for sure. This is different. You know, that different is for, it is for sure. So it's just the Gemara is looking for the number 8. And that's what the Gemara brings. The Gemara at the end of the Sugya, it brings the story with Bitzal. So it's Mukhuk, we're not just looking to prove Doris Hashanah were different, that we already know from Basheva. We're looking to prove the number 8. And Tosis says the number 8, you really don't have a Chalka, maybe it was 9. So that's very Shreb Shat in Tosis. Mashas is a very difficult thing. The Gemara that Amud Beis is going like this, that the Kharim could be Meilid. It doesn't sound like that in Tosis. Somehow we read that into Tosis. It's interesting, the Tosis Rosh says like Tosis, and then he asks the Kasha. The Tosis Rosh has the Kasha. Like he says Tosis there, that it's only saying the Tameich. Now, I'm going to show you that Doris Hashanah were different, and then the Tosfos Rosh Taka is, but one second, that we already know from Basheva, and he remains with the Kasha. The Mashos Kasha Tosfos Rosh already has, but he doesn't say it there. Okay. Anyway, there's an interesting need in here, just to mention briefly. Tosfos assumes that Godless is totally in Shtei Sairus. If Doris Hashanah brought Shtei Sairus precociously, then they could be by mitzvah without having to have 13 years. That's the assumption of Tosfos. Nowadays, we assume the Shtei Sairus that happened before 13 is not really a Siman Godless. It's just a Shum of Yalm, it's just a mold. But in Doris Hashanah, since they were precocious in giving birth, and they were precocious in Havah Sairus, so in Mela, their Godless could be earlier. So you see that for Godless, all you need is Shtei Sairus, legitimate Sairus, not a Shumah. But you don't have to have the number 13. There's no magic built into the number 13. So the problem is that the Beskrov in the beginning of Tmura brings from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said that the Shitas HaRambam is that for Godless you have to have 13 years. It's not enough to have Shtei Sairus. Lo Yitzur, you can have Shtei Sairus without 13. Halacha, you can't have it. It can't happen. You can't have Shtei Sairus without 13, because we define any Shtei Sairus that were less than 13, we define them as a Shum of Alma. But Rav Chaim said the Shitas HaRambam is that there's an independent requirement of Shonim. You have to have 13 years, and even if theoretically it would be possible to bring Shtei Sairus before Yugim Lashonim, you wouldn't be a Gadol. You have to have 13 years to be a Gadol. Chaim's Raya is from the following. The Gemara says that Bonim Harayim Kisimonim, that if a girl gave birth, viably, girl could get pregnant before, but if a girl gave birth, the Gemara says that's a simon that's a simon of Godless. So most Rishonim learned that means whatever it happened, if she gave birth when she was younger than 12, so it's a simon of Godless. That's it. What are you going to say? It's a Shum of Alma. She had a baby, so it's that's it. She's important to Godless. She has the simon. Born of Arayim Kisimon. Rav Chaim says, the Rambam in the Perek Beis of Ishus, the Lashon of the Rambam is Habas Sheyolda Acha Yud Beis Shonah. Even though she didn't bring Cyrus, she has the din of a gdolah. So Chaim says, "You see, in Rambam of Ferris, that it only counts as a simon. Bonim ayim kisimonim, but she has to be 12 years old. Why does he have to be 12 years old? She has the simon. She has the simon. So Reb Chaim, you see from that the Rambam held that simonim are not enough. You have to have simonim and shonim. And the Biskrov adds another that the Rambam's l'shitosa. Now we've had already in the past concept Mufasam Chalish, the year before Godless, when the Dorim and Etvish, this is a special din haflo that we ask, we make sure that he knows what he's talking about. And if we know that he understands what a neder is, so even a Mufasam Chalish, the year before Godless, he has a din of a his neder is a neder. So most Yishanim hold that what is the year before Godless? The year before he brought Shtei Sires. The year before he brought Shtei Sires. And how do you know when he's going to bring Shtei Sires? You only know retroactively. We had Tais Harakasha, the Gemara says, we had this not so long ago. The Gemara says in Nido that if a Kotlin was Makdish and somebody else ate it, so then they're over on, or somebody else. So the Chayiv Korban, the person who. If a Kotlin was Neider, I think it's only he was Neider Hektish. It would be the same thing if he was Neider as Nechosim Ba'anot to people, whatever. But if the Kotlin was Neider, so maybe the Kotlin himself is Neider. Maybe the Kotlin himself is Chayiv. Because once we say the Chiddush that he's Ba'afloa, maybe he's in Bal Yochel too. Most of that's not necessarily Mukhov. At least if somebody else was over on the Neider. So we violated the nether. Let's say the katan was madir is nechasim hanot to somebody else, or it was a hektish. The katan was makdish, and somebody else was nether from the hektish. So the person is chayev. The other person is chayev based on the hektish of the katan. So Taisus says, one second. It's always going to be a hasra sofik. I think Taisus didn't need that. It's always going to be a hasra sofik because you never know that he's a mufal samach leish until he brings Shtei Sires. Then you know that a year before he was a mufal samach leish. How do you mechayev somebody? How do you mechayev somebody? Malchus said, for violating the neder of a cotton. At the time that he did the violation, nobody knew of a muflus amachlish. Nobody knew yet that he's a muflus amachlish. We're only going to know that later. So Tais says we rely on a roiv. The roiv is that by the time he's 13, he'll bring Shtei Sires. That's the Tais. The Rambam shita is the Rambam in Perkei Aleph from the Dorim that muflus amachlish is 12 years old. It doesn't matter when he's going to bring Shtei Sires. 12 years old is Mufat Samachlish. Said the Biskrov, Chara, the din of Mufat Samachlish is a year before the Godless. The Godless is the Shtei Sires. What does the Shonim have to do with anything? Said the Biskrov, Zeram L'shitosei, that the part of the Godless is the Shonim. It's not the old Godless, you need the Shonim plus the Shtei Sires. So part of the Godless is the Shonim, and it's just like it's the din of Yud Gimel Shonim is part of the Godless, so a year before Yud Gimel Shonim is Mufat Samachlish, because he's Samach to the Shonim Godless. And no, that's the Shitas Zeram. That's apparently the Shitas Zeram. That besides Simonim, you have to have Shonim of Godless. Shonim is a reflection of Das, and they had Das also earlier. Once the Shonim were bigger, they were bigger in that too. Yeah, it could be. We didn't even speak at the Kashi. You already have the Kashi. I mean, maybe the Kashi is really obvious. The Kashi is, but what do you do with Agamar? It says in Agamar that Doris Shonim had the Doris Shonim were moiled earlier, and that's Pshat and Posk. But the Posk says Ish, so it says it must be that in Doris Shonim they were an Ish before they were 13 years old. When they were 8 years old, they could already be an Ish. But according to the Rambam, even if Doris Yishanim were Moilid earlier, and even if, like Taisa says, they also put Shtei Sires earlier, but they weren't 13 years old earlier, like that doesn't work. The Doris Yishanim were 13 years old the same age that we become 13 years old. So how could the Doris Yishanim have, how could they be an Ish? How could they be an Ish later? That's the Kasha. That's the Kasha that they ask. Yes, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in the Shiur Mizm Falpum, this Kasha, he says, in effect, it's what you're saying. He says in a different language. He says that 13 is not a magic number. 13 is the age when people would ordinarily bring Sires, and that makes it Shonim. You need to reach the age when people bring Sires, plus you have to bring Sires. So if in Doris Yishanim, the age when people brought Sires was 8, then that's the Shonim. In effect, it's the same thing, that the Shonim also changed. The Shonim today is 13, because that's the normal age of puberty, so that's Shonim. Plus you also have to have the actual physical evidence of the Sires. In Doris Yishanim, everything was earlier, so instead of being 13, it was 8.
I don't know what Tosus necessarily saying in terms of Mitzvos that they're high also. Maybe this is a physical machlokas, but why not?
No, the Kash is not from Tosis. Kash is from the Gemara itself.
I mean, the Gemara itself. Who says that? That means they're actually Bnei Chayuvim in Mitzvos. It just means that they're just because you're an Ish, the guy personality. What does that mean? That's
how Ish means for everything. The whole idea that a person is less than a mitzvah is not chayav mitzvah because he's not an Ish.
It can't be that there's another halacha, I mean, similar to what we were saying, is that there's also, even physically you could have a child, but that's how it means that you're mentally mature.
I don't know. It's a mufl samach l'ish. Everything is Ish. Mufl samach l'ish is Ish. It's Pashas, the definition of an Ish is that he's a gadol, that he's very hard to be mechal. But this is not a hard chiluk to say. If you want to take a look, I'm not going to. Shmuel talks about this at length, but that's the bottom line. He's mechicha a little bit from the Gemara also, because the Gemara has a shaila toichas man kel achas man or kelifnei zman. If in the middle of the 13th year a person bought Cyrus, so it's a shaila the Gemara, does that have a halacha of Cyrus or not? Halacha is kelifnei zman. It's not. But the Gemara has a shaila that maybe in the 13th year you don't have to wait for the end of the 13th year. By mitzvah, the end of the 13th year. I don't know if anybody knows, but it's at the end of the 13th year when you're ready for turning 14. I mean, when you're ready, the first year, the first day of your 14th year of life is when you become Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara is itself, like, what if in the middle of the 13th year, what we would call when you're 12 and a half years old, if you bought Shtei Cyrus, does that count as Shtei Cyrus or not? Shalom the Gemara. So Shmuel asks, so you see, what's the Gemara itself? But it sounds like in the Gemara that it's Shalom the Cyrus. The Cyrus of Teichas Man are the Kilifnei Zman or Kilachas Man. He says, "Dochara, forget the Cyrus, but what about the Shonim? You need the Yigimul Shonim." And it's not Mashmim Mor; it's a Shaila about Shonim. It's a Shaila about Cyrus. So Shmuel says basically the same thing. It all goes together. If Teichas Man is Kiluf Nei Azman, that is called Cyrus, then these are Shonim that are royal Cyrus, then it's Shonim too. It's not a magic number of 13. 13 is the age when people normally bring Cyrus. So the Rambam holds you have to be the age when people normally bring Cyrus. Plus, you have to bring Cyrus. And then Gemara Shaila, what about Teichas Man? Maybe from 12, it's already the age when maybe you already have. Maybe that's also the age when people ordinarily bring Cyrus. Maybe that's good enough. Anyway, that's the cheshbon. Okay, let's move on. Gemara says, Yosef of Yaakov and Hapkait. So Rafuna Beid Abishua said, basically had a kasha. Rav Kuspadoi said, "Kol yom shem in sarim mera enim ela gimel chadashim." I lost the thread, but what are you saying?
That in the Gemara, when we have all these proofs for Rambam, the proof like that.
From Tanavei Bishwal.
Yeah. Well, before that, even like Bei Chizkiya and the proof from the Hakata of Nafgolim. So the way that Rav Chisda would probably say that, according to him, is that Ish and the Pasuk is talking about even Hakata is able to give.
Ish is talking about. The drasha of Isha Tatzarech L'Achzer Olav means a person who's old enough to give birth.
Right, and that's how they're able to have gold. And Menachotim is someone that's not able to have gold. Which is younger than the katan that could give birth.
But then what says the kasha in the first place?
On our piston?
Yukhar is not asking on Christi, he's asking on. He's assuming that the Gemara is going like Rabba. The Gemara Amud Beis is going like Rabba.
If it's going like Rabba, then how could the word Ish in the Pasuk be referring to someone that's eight?
Yeah, because Ish means that he had his Bar Mitzvah. Ish means that he's at an age that if he brings the Cyrus, he's a gadol.
Now, the second question of the book, assuming that Ish in the Pasuk is talking about someone that's eight?
That was Tosfos Teres. Tosfos asked, how can the Torah say that if he's not an Ish, you don't have to look for Goyim? Maybe he gave birth at 8, and then he's not an Ish, and they had children. So Tosfos answers, and Doris HaShanim, if he was 8, he was an Ish.
Then how can we ever be
and that's that. The ish means every door, feel the door. Whenever the Zman of God, a person who didn't bring Shtei Sairis, because a person didn't have Shtei Sairis, legitimate Shtei Sairis, can't have children. So what does that mean? So if Zman is that means 13, because less than 13, you can't bring Shtei Sairis. There is a Shainim, it meant 8. So the word ish means Lashi the.
So how, let's say, in the case of the Golan, how is the word ish the Pasuk approved for Rabbah?
No, Rabbi didn't say 13. Rabbi also didn't say 13. Rabbi said that a person who didn't bring Shtei Sairis can't be Ma'od. So Bizman is there, that's automatically going to be 13. Bizman in Dorish Hashanim, that's Shtei Sairis. Rabbi said, if he's not an Ish, he can't be Ma'od. What does it mean to be an Ish? Bizman is there, it means 13 plus Shtei Sairis. In Dorish Hashanim, it meant 8 plus Shtei Sairis. Yeah, so anyway, so Rav Huna Ben Yeshua said, he's raising a problem. Where did the Shleisha Chadashim come from? Since there's Alokha Broi Liyasav, when he bought Shtei Sairis, that's when he could make somebody pregnant. After 3 months of the Lihuku, so a boy who's 13 who bought Shtei Sairis, and he's 3 months later, so he's already Roi Liyasav, because in theory, if he was married and if his wife had become pregnant the day of his bar mitzvah, or the day that he bought Shtei Sairis better, and 3 months later could have been Huka Ubra. So at that point and forward, he can't be a Ben Sarim Mer. But earlier than that, he has a good 3 months when he could be a Ben Sarim Mer. Yes, Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua, 1 second. Maybe he would have given, why aren't we worried about the possibility? And maybe if he would have been married, maybe his wife might have become pregnant, and she would have given birth to a child, to a Ben Shiva. Because Chazal say that a lady could give birth to a viable child at the end of 9 months or at the end of 7 months. So she gave birth at the end of 7 months, and if the Ubur is nikir after a third of the pregnancy, so one's a third of the pregnancy and a 7 month child, 2 1/3 months. So it could already be Hukar Ubur after 2 1/3 months. So why aren't we worried about? So why are you saying he's only royally asav after 3 months? He's royally asav after 2 1/3. It's a riot that's not true by Mitzias, that even though you let us to Shiva, the Hakaras Ubur is after a full 3 months, not after 2 1/3. That was Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua's right. Amalei, so he said to him back, Lo'elam Emeloch Uber Nikolash Tishyomel. No, maybe the Mitzias is that it's Nikolash Tishyomel. But still Basaruba. But we go Basarayv. Go Basarayv. Rayv Noshim are Yoledis Tishyomel. Yoledis Tishyomel. So therefore, by Rayv No Yomim, the Hakaras Uber is after 3 months. So that was Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua. I'm real coming to Rav Huna. Ravina. I'm real coming, and that's Maskonis Gemara. Go Basaroy. I'm real coming to Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua. He said this back to Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua. Omalei ubedini nefoshes mechlin basaruba. Atayra omav v'shofta edo v'tzilu edo. Ve'at amet zil basaruba. Zil basaruba. Ubedini nefoshes said Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua. You don't go Basaroy ubedini nefoshes. Zalacha v'tzilu edo. So first of all, just ask Cholos Dvarim before you get any further. This is a strange kind of roiv. Normally a roiv is the Mevarim Metzius. What happened? Here in Lamaisa, nothing happened. The fellow didn't make his wife pregnant, maybe doesn't even have a wife. He's just theoretically roiv Yisab. So the roiv over here is the Mechriya, not sort of what happened, but what would have happened if he would have been married and if his wife would have gotten pregnant right away. What would it have been? When would she have been Hukar Ubra? So there's a Roiv that had he gotten married, I'll be Roiv, she would have been Hukar Ubra after 3 months. Right, so it's sort of an anomalous kind of Roiv. Kshila asked, yeah?
You believe in saying you didn't try to be Mavara
hypothetical?
What would you
do? Right, it's a Mavara hypothetical. It's the Chorus being Mavara hypothetical. So you could say differently. Right, so you could say maybe that's not the Pshat. Maybe the Pshat is not being required the hypothetical, it's being the definition of the Pasuk. When the Pasuk said Royal Yisav, did the Torah mean Royal Yisav in a Miut sense, or did the Torah mean Royal Yisav in a Roiv sense? A Pi Roiv is Royal Yisav. What's the definition of Royal Yisav? The Torah said Halacha Royal Yisav, Ben Vloyav, but what did the Torah mean? The Torah mean 3 months, the Torah mean 2 1/3 months. What's the Torah in Kavanas HaTorah? The problem with that pshat is, I mean, that would be more attractive. That would make this more of a normal kind of rov, rather than being a rov about hypothetical. The problem is, A, then it's very hard to understand the Eidl. What's the matter with Yitzilu Eidl? Ravina said the Torah talked, I'll be rov. So you don't tell, Yitzilu Eidl, I understand in when there's a shayla Metzius. So let's be chayshish for the meal, Yitzilu Eidl. Here it's not a shayla of what happened, the shayla what the Torah meant. So Ravina assumed the Torah meant I'll be rov. When the Torah said rov liyasav, the Torah meant I'll be rov. What's this kind of Yitzilu Eidl? Very strange kind of time. I'm not sure what Rashi Yitzilu Eidl has. I'm not quite sure what Rashi is saying. It's hard to understand the time of Yitzilu Eidl. So maybe we'll say, maybe that's what Yitzilu Eidl means. Yitzilu Eidl means that Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua said to Ravina, comes to Din Nefashos, you should have a liberal interpretation of the Pasuk. Why are you giving me a Chumadic interpretation of the Pasuk? That's going to lead to more chiyuv misa. We should have a more lenient interpretation of the pasuk. We should assume that the pasuk means that which will be more lenient in Hilchos Ben-Sarim Meir, rather than that it means that which will be more chumadik in Hilchos Ben-Sarim Meir. But then it's nothing to do with the other cases the Gemara brings, because then the Gemara launches in the whole discussion by dinin nefashos. Do we go basaroyv? Do we not go basaroyv? And then the Gemara talks about cases where it's taka shayla mitzias. We're being mechira mitzias al piroyv. Eidin the machishim says, or shayla. Do we have to be chayshish that this girl might become an islandist and the kedushin is a mekachtois? So is there chiyuv eshesish? The other case the Gemara talks about, and then we have the same issue. Do we say v'silu eidin or do we go basaroyv? Maskanis Gemara is we go basaroyv. There it's a shayla mitzias. Do we go basaroyv from mechira the mitzias? Are we chayshish for the mir? We say v'tzilu eidu, we should be choshish for the miyot. It's not analogous to this case at all. L'chayra, it sounds like that this case also, it's not a shalom pshat and pasuk, it's taka rov about hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Meaning, we're not simply saying, what's the pshat and the pasuk? What did the term mean when it said rov liyasav? Did the term mean 3 months, or did the term mean two months and a third? That's not the pshat. The Torah said, b'metzias, if this fellow, had he gotten married, had his wife become pregnant right away, would it have been hukka ubra or would it have not been hukka ubra? If it would have been hukka ubra, then that's the ptur. The ptur is that had he been married, his wife would have been hukka ubra, and that's based on her wife. So you're going to be sure. How can you base that on her wife? A little bit strange thing. In my side, I thought in the Rama maybe it's a little bit Rama shaped. By any chance? Maybe I'll just get it out of here. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha of hukka ubra, in other words, yesh lacha, this halacha of hukka ubra, royal yisav. Is really asav to simon and the age of this zman of 3 months. And make this the way the Torah says 3 months. Really asav, but the ikir is that if he's 3 months older than Shnei Cyrus, the ptur is that he's 3 months old, that he's 3 months beyond bar mitzvah. Is that the getter of this, or is the ptur that he theoretically could have had a baby, could have had a hukar uber? The mitzias that he could have had, this theoretical, hypothetical mitzias that he could have been a father. That's what patters him. Not the 3 months patter him. The fact that he could have been a father patters. So the chayr from the Gemara is mukach the second way. That it's not stam as man of gimel chadoshim. It's the fact that had his wife become pregnant right away, he could have been a father. He could have been a kerubra. He could have been a father. That's the ptur. The fact that had he gotten married, had he been married, had she become pregnant right away, he would have been a kerubra. That patters him. So I think the Rambam is mashma that way. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, I'm in Mamrim, when he brings that local Hukka Ubra. Chodom Hashem Sorry Mara Enim El Gimel Chadoshim Me'achash Yovi Shtei Cyrus Lefi She'eshe She'tisah Be'ishtoi V'yeh Uba Nikra B'Gimel Chadoshim V'nem Rekiel Ish Ben Sorry Mara V'loy Av V'loy Av Sorry Mara Ha'lamadato Shem hikif haseyar as kol agid kaidim shiasim gil mechadoshim harei zeh potter. All goes together. that's already going back on the dinner of Hazakim. But I'm sorry, I shouldn't have read the last one. That's referring back to before. But anyway, the Rama says that Allah called Yomishim and Sarama Enemil Gimel Chadoshim. So he brings me the whole limud that Lefisha Eshish at this Abra Ishto, Yibiyah Uber Nikah Begimel Chadoshim, and the Torah says Ben Veloyav, Loyaroy Loyasav. Not normally darkish Laramim to bring limudim. Atkadakat to be Marach in the limud. If it's just a limud, it is called Yomishim and Shlashim and Sarama Enemil Gimel Chadoshim. And this is a limud, how do we know it? Because it's a din Ben Veloyav and Hukar Uber and so on. It's not darkish al ram that it should be marech to tell me a limud. You should say this alocha mipi kabbalah that kol yom shem insarim bara en mel gimel chadoshim. That's more darkish al ram. The ram is going to be a whole arichlus that is had he gotten married he would could have been a. It's mashman the ramam that it's not stam as man of gimel chadoshim alocha mipi kabbalah and this is the drasha. No, this is the sibah peteris. The sibah peteris is that he could be an av because had circumstances been right, he could have been an av, and the fact that he could have been an av is a sibah peteris. So that's the gemara. So it's totally annoyed. Because there, even had he been married, and even had his wife been pregnant, there would have been a mere chance that he could have been an av before. So why don't you pater him before? So the answer is no. Al pi roiv, even if he would have gotten married, even if his wife would have been pregnant right away, al pi roiv, it wouldn't have been hooked over to gimel chadoshim. So therefore, al pi roiv, this ben sarah meir is not roiv, was not roiv to be an av after gimel after two and the third chadoshim. I think that's the pshat over here. This is the pashut pshat. I have more. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, what are we relying on over here? So it says according to Rabbi, we're relying on a roiv. What's the roiv? That even if he had even married, the roiv is that his wife would have been only your latest letisha, because roiv nashim are your latest letisha. There's a certain percentage of women are your latest letisha. Let's say 20% of women are, let's say make up 20% of women are your latest letisha. One woman out of five is your latest letisha, but he's a. So you have a right. Why do you have a right? Maybe he would have married. He could have married five women and gotten them all pregnant. And then the statistical chance is that probably one of them would have been your latest to Shiva, and it would have been hooked over after 2 and 3 months. Like Lech Tesa has to be only one. So how you see from here, you say, Rav Asher Weiss is a Shiva about this, not about this particular case. He's busy with. Definition, but our Kapanim he makes this point that in Dina HaTorah, once you pass down, you don't go with statistics. If Rav says that the first wife wouldn't be your latest letisha, and the same Rav said the second wife wouldn't be your latest letisha, and then you could have 100 wives. The Rav says that they would all be your latest letisha. It's Rav Meir. Or he has other rights, more clear posture rights, but first Mukha from this Gemara also. Okay. So the Gemara goes on. Let's finish the Gemara too. Adruakama Dravina. So they went back to Ravina and they said, you know what Ravuna Bedi Yeshua said? He said, that Sila Eid, the Vaidin Yafashis, don't go Basar Rav. Amalei. So Ravina said, Obedin Yafashis, Lina Basar Uba. They're apart from each other one day. So we say it's not Eidus Mucheshes. Because Rav Anoshim, Rav people are Toya Bibur Diyacha. They don't know when Rishchaydish was exactly. So that's not called the Eidus Mucheshes. Most people are Olul. Most people are likely to be off by a day in the Yemei Chaydish. So we don't look at it as Akhosh. Doesn't mean everybody always makes a mistake. Not everybody's always off. One of these guys actually was right. But it means that most people could be off by a day, and therefore this is not called Eidus Mucheshes. But it's based on a roif. For Isaac, and it's negated to Dinah Nefoshes too. Eidus Mucheshes could be negated to Dinah Nefoshes. For Isaac, if I take a look at Minin Zilbos Aruba, Neyma Hani Davku Kemishari Vachushu the Kamachshi Adodi. Why aren't we Cheshes for the Miut? If you say we see the Eidus, so why don't you say maybe these two people don't make such mistakes? And it is Eidus Mucheshes. And the Gemara sounds like this is Taka good Rai. You see, you go Basar Rai. Then the Gemara has another Rai. Umra Fiyumi Yomi Difti, Afan Anami Tanino, Basho Lashon of Yamecha, Miskadeshis Bibio. Yovim Kono, Vechayovin Lomishum Esesish, Umutami is Boil, Tami Mishkatach and Kelion. This is the kind of Chalas Betrumba, Boil Echem Kol Absulim Postum and Akuno, and Boil Echem Kol Arayis and Mus Betorim Mumosim Aleo Bibtur. The Gemara assumes that when it says chayov and lemishim eshes ish, it means the chayev misa. That since she when Abbas Sholeh Shonim, who was miskadeshes bebiyo, it's a 100% kiddushin, and therefore in bohala, and therefore if somebody was boiler, they're chayev misa mishum eshes ish. Vekti amar v'amai. Misa, what happened to the Tzilu Eida? Eima Island is he, Vadai to the Hochilei Kaddish. El Lav Darmin and Zil Basar Ruba, Vav Noshim Lav Island is Ninu. So it's a Raya that we go Basar Ruba. And we don't say the Tzilu Eida. So Noch a Raya. So the Mar says, look, it's not a Raya. This is not a Raya. We already had a Raya from Eidus Mucheshis, but this is not a Raya. Because my Chayav led a Tani Korban. And Korban already, we could go Basar Ruba. It's affecting the Mar of a Mumasim Al Yodah Tani. But it says Mumasim Al Yodah. Says the Gemara, it doesn't mean when Mumasim al Yodah for Eishes Ish. It means her Bia is a Bia, so if let's say her father was Baal or some other Erva that doesn't depend on the Kiddushin being Kiddushin, so there's a Chiyav Misa. And Kol Arayas includes many Arayas that only come about because she's married. You know, her husband's brother, for example, that's an Erva. Kol Arayas includes Arayas that came about into existence because this was a valid Kiddushin, but maybe she's an island, it's not a valid Kiddushin. So the Mar is still not a riot. Maybe it happens to be told about a special case where the boy was makabel, he doesn't care if she's islandess. So maybe there's no tzad, there's not even a miyut that it could be a mekachtos. That's the Gemara for the time being. Okay, so we have here a Gemara, Chaykes Avina and Avuna Beit Abshua. Do we go and begin in the Foshes Boseroy? Avina says, and that's the Maskanus in Gemara, that we go Boseroy. Three cases. And Avuna Beit Abshua says, no. There's a din of Yitzilu Eidot, by din of Foshes, we don't go Boseroy. And it's negated to three cases. It's negated to the case of Bukur Ubra by Ben Sarah Meir. It's negated to the case of Eidus Mucheshes, that we assume Roy Vanoshim Atoy Bibur de Yachla. And it's negated, thirdly, to the case of somebody who was Mechadish Akhtano, who we have to be Cheshish, could be Mechayev Misos, they Sesish, or else other Arayas that depend on the Kiddushin, or should we Cheshish, maybe she's islands. So Ravina says we go Basaroy. And Ravina Bashu would say no, we would say Mitzilay. But Allah says that we go Basaroy. The Rana is the Kasha. The Rana is the Kasha. He says, what's the Rosh Hashanah? My Chaykes is Ravina and Rav Hunder Beit Abshua. It's a Sugya Aruchah in Chulin. The Rana in Chulin, Dr. Yeralef, talks about how do we know that we know how Milsa, the Olam Aravon and Zil Basaruba. But where do we know the concept of Halukhan Achar Arayv? So the Gemara says from Achiram Lahatos. So that's not a riot that Ruba the Issa come on. But what about Ruba the Lesser come on? How do we know we go Basar even in Ruba the Lesser come on? Says the Gemara. There's a few things. So the Gemara says we know it from one choice the Gemara has is we know it from Maka Ovima. Maka Ovima is Chayim Misa. Her says Dilma Lav Ovivu. Maybe it's not his father. Tell him like Roy Bila Sachar about. So you see that we go Basar Roy. Whereas another raya from the Chiyav Ritzicha. We kill a Ritzayach. Why are we Choshish? Maybe the Nitzach was a Trefa. And even if we bodek him to all the possible Trefas, but you know, you never know. In the B'mok Messiah, where the murderer made the wound, maybe punked over there, he was a Trefa. And that evidence has been obliterated. So again, you see, we go Basar Roy. For Roy, people are not Trefas. And then what at the end says, maybe still it's not a Rai, maybe we only go Basaroy when we have no way to establish the facts for sure. But when we have a way to find out, maybe we don't go Basaroy. Whereas Eshu, you know, theoretically we could check an animal. We don't go checking all the possible trafers, we rely on a Rai. The Raya, we check the lungs because there's a very mutsi, which is a trafer in the lungs, a tarfus in the lungs, but a stick in the lungs. But don't check all the possible trafers of the animal, we rely on a Rai. So no matter why, there we could check. By Makavim, there's no way we could check. We can't recover if it's Oviv or not. So we have to rely on a Rai. By Ritzach, we have to rely on a Rai. We can't check the Mokam HaNekav, because the Mokam HaSayef, because it's obliterated. But maybe where we have a way to check, maybe we should not rely on a Rai. So that thing more doesn't really resolve. So where do we take to know that from? Rashi says maybe in the end we take to learn it after moving to Issachar, and we're not Mechalek. Other possibilities. Akoponim, that doesn't have to concern us right now. It says in that Gemara that two of the sources for the Halacha of Roiv, in general for the Halacha of Roiv, are from cases of Dina Nefoshes. Makov Vima is Chayim Miso. It's based on relying on a Roiv, maybe Duma Lav Ovahu. Or the Chiyav Ritzicha is based on a Roiv, maybe Mokum Sayef Nikiv, there was a Nekiv. So how can I, what's this, what, how can I Gemara all of a sudden have a suffix? Machlekes, Ravina, Vuda, Rishul, do you go Basaroy? Do we say Vesilu Eidah? I might. So the Ran says, the Ran answers, interesting, Rabbi Krager in the Shulis and Simon Kuv Zayin also has this addresses this question. He didn't have the Chiddush Ran apparently. He says a different Tirutzim. But the Ran says that in the case of the Gemara in Chulin, if we wouldn't go Basaroy, we'd have to throw out the whole Halacha Makkah of Yimei out the window. So there we have to go Basaroy. Or in the case of Ritzeach, if we wouldn't rely on a Roiv that is not a Treifa, we would never be able to Mechayev a Ritzeach. So there we have to go Basaroy. But over here, by the cases in Agamara, there's not so much at stake. If we're going to say that by a Ben Sarah Mura we don't go Basaroy. So Kol Yom Mishal Ben Sarah Mura, it won't be 3 months, it'll be 2 and a third months. Edom Amachishim says there, well, they'll have to be Edom whose Edus is a day apart, we'll have to consider them Edom Mukhoshim. A Ketana is miskadeshes. We won't kill her if somebody's boiling around Seis Asish until she goes up. We know that she's not an islandess, and so on. So there's not so much riding on it. We don't have to throw a passion there out the window. So here already, perhaps we don't go Basaroy. So at face value, very hard to understand. What does he want? Do we go? If we go Basaroy, what kind of business is this? We go Basaroy, but only when there's not so much at stake. Moreover, the Gemara in Chulin wants to learn out. When the Gemara in Chulin says Minani Milin Damer Rabban Zil Basaruba, the Gemara wants to learn it out from Makkah of Avimai. So we're going to learn out from Makkah of Avimai that we go Basaruba all the time. We're not going to say we only learn from Avimai that we go Basaruba. When if we don't go Basaruba, we're going to have to throw out a parsha in the Torah. That's not true. Once we learn out from Makkah of Avimai, so we learn out from Makkah of Avimai that by Surim we go Basaruba, by Kikol Torah Chulin we go Basaruba. How can we learn that out from Makkah Avimai? Maybe Makkah Avimai is different. In other words, the Gemara wants to learn out that by Surim we go Basaroy, that in Yeridah we go Basaroy from the Halacha Makkah Avimai. But according to the Ran, how can we learn that out? Makkah Avimai is special, because if we're not going to go Basaroy, we're going to have to throw out the whole parasha Makkah Avimai. But who says when you have a Shalom Basar B'chol that you go Basaroy? The answer is really, I think the answer is in the words of the Ran himself. And this may be a psicha to other things that are going on. We're not going to have time to get into more than this today, but maybe this is a psicha to understanding the sugya. To other things in the sugya. The Ran says the chiluk that I just told you. But then he says at the end, First, he says that the chiluk that I told you, that the Hosam Ayri, that if we're not going to be able to be voided Shem B'makom Nekev Nikev, then we're not going to be able to mechayim Ritzeach at all. But here we can be mechayim the din. Just one particular case that's an issue. Then the last words in the Ran are V'hainu d'makshino v'shoftu evi silu eidah. That's why the Gemara asked Mishaftei. That's why Rav Yeshua asked Mikayach Mishaftei to be Tzilu Eidah. What does he want about that last fresh? What is that? What does that do for anything? I think the Chan Ran is like this. The Ran is saying the Machlokes Rav Huna and Ravina rather and Rav Huna Yeshua is not whether fundamentally Roiv is a good enough birur for dinin nefashos. It's not that Rav Huna Beit Yeshua held that Roiv is not a good enough birur for dinin nefashos. If that was true, that Roiv is not a good enough birur for dinin nefashos, then it wouldn't matter, then you couldn't make this distinction. If the Torah said by Ritzeach or by Makkah Avimai that Roiv is a good enough birur for dinin nefashos, then it's a good enough birur. We're not going to make a chiluk. Well, it's only a good enough birur when we have no choice, but when we have options, then maybe it is. It's not a good enough birur. If it's a birur. If you can rely on a Roiv for dinin nefashos, By Ritzeach and by Makkah Avimai, then the Torah was then, and that's a gilui that you can rely on Roiv everywhere. And the same way it's a gilui that you can rely on Roiv in Basar B'Cholov, even though Basar B'Cholov, it's not so much at stake. You're not going to have to throw a Yerideh out the window if you don't rely on a Roiv. We'll just have a different looking Yerideh. So not so much at stake. We won't have to throw a Hilchas Basar B'Cholov out the window if you don't go Basar Roiv. Nonetheless, we learn how to go Basar Roiv. If the Torah said that Roiv is a good enough birur, then it's a good enough birur across the board. And Rav Huna Beit Yeshua doesn't argue on that. Roiv is a good enough birur. Rav Huna Beit Yeshua says something else. Puna Beis Yeshua says, yes, Roy was a good Nabirif, but there's a new imperative of a Shofto Eidu Vitzilu Eidu. There's a new Chiyuv of a Shofto Eidu Vitzilu Eidu. There's a Chiyuv Hatzolah. And the Chiyuv Hatzolah says that even though Roy was a good enough Birur, but still, before you kill somebody, you have to be chayshish for the mirt. You have to worry about the mirt. Now we're going to have to work this out exactly what this means, because I'm only saying aschalas tomorrow. It's Hashem, next time we'll talk about this more. I think it's going to get to the shmeitzel. So I don't want to. But the point that I want to bring out now in the Ran is that the tzilu eidah is a nudin. That's mafkia the roiv. The roiv is a good birur. If had Rav Huna Beis Yeshua held that roiv is not a good enough birur for dinin nefashos, so then it wouldn't be enough birur anywhere, and that's against the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, it says that roiv is a good enough birur for dinin nefashos. Rav Huna Beis Yeshua says I agree that you have a birur, but I hold there's a new chiyuv hatzolah the tzilu eidah, and the chiyuv hatzolah says that you have to consider the meal, despite the fact that you have a birur of the roiv. You have to consider the meal anyway. Again, Kamer, we're going to have to define exactly what that new thing of Yitzilu Eidah is. But there already I can say that even according to Rabbeinu Beit Yehoshua, that there's a new imperative of Yitzilu Eidah, that you know we have to try our best to be the person in the dock. But the chiyuv of Yitzilu Eidah is only to be matzil one roitzech. But there's no chiyuv of Yitzilu Eidah to save all the roitzim, to get all the roitzim off the hook. If the Yitzilu Eidah, if the particular Yitzilu Eidah that you want to use would exonerate all the roitzim, then there's no din of a Yitzilu Eidah. So the mashal, you want to be choshish that maybe b'mokum nekiv nikiv, and maybe where the bullet hole is, maybe punkta was a treif over there as well. So then you're going to exonerate. You want to do such a kind of Yitzilu Eidah, then you exonerate all the roitzim, and you don't have a chiyuv of Yitzilu Eidah to save all the roitzim. You want to say maybe l'dumalav overfuv, you're not going to be able to chayiv any makar over b'imoy. There's no din v'tzilu eidah to save all the makar over b'imoys. That can't be. Tari said there's a chiyuv makar over b'imoy. Obviously, no such chiyuv hatzolah. The chiyuv hatzolah was only where you're being matzil a particular roitzech, not you're trying to matzil all of the roitzech. That's the chiluk that the Ran is made. I think it's really the aleph based in the sugya. The machlokes between Ravina and Rav and Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua is not whether Rav is a good enough birur for the process. Rav is a bad enough birur for the process. The machlokes is if nonetheless there's a new svara liftar of Yitzilu Eidah, and that's maybe since there's only one person at stake, maybe there's a chiyuv to be matzil this one person. So Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua says that chiyuv overrides the birur of the inner process. But the chiyuv atzol is only for an individual, not for the class of Rav. Okay, I think what I want to do, Mr. Next time, I want to talk about the Shmeitzer, very interesting Shmeitzer, the whole Shmeitzer mamash about this sugya. Shmeitzer Dalet Perekes. Trying to figure out how we learned the sugya. And some interesting sugyas over there. And then there's also a separate topic altogether, I'm not sure if we'll talk about it or not, there's a separate topic which is Taisus in Chulin, Yidala from Beis. I sent that to Marmok, Taisus in Chulin, Daf Yidala, and Taisus in Daf Pei, in Sanhedrin. They have a kasha. The Rivam asked Rabbeinu Tam a kasha. But if by nefashos you go basarayv, so how come when you have nisrofim and niskolim, which is arvu v'zeh, so the din is yadunu b'kala? Because why do you go basarayv and give them misachamur? Rayv of the people here have a misachamur. And there's two different versions of what Rabbeinu Tam answered. Taisus and Chulin calls same meister. The Rivam asked Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus and Chulin gave him one answer. And Taisus and Sanhedrin gave him a different answer. Both answers are not so clear what they mean altogether. So that's like a topic all by itself. But I want to talk. That's going to be afterwards. The first thing on the agenda is the Shmeitzer. So that's what I
see. Taisus and Sanhedrin brings all three answers.
What?